And now a look at what's happening in the arts and culture in South Louisiana. This evening at Vermilionville in Lafayette, the Center for Cultural and Ecotourism presents the Backyard Series. The presentation tonight is on Louisiana dance halls, Les Salles de Danse de la Louisiane. Presenters will be the Potin family of Brobridge, who have owned the dance hall La Poussière for several decades. Eugene Manuel will also be sharing stories of several bars and dance halls in Mamou established by his father. It's a free program. All are invited, and you can bring your own memories and photographs and artifacts that you may have of Louisiana dance halls. That's at 6:30 this evening at Vermilionville in the Performance Center. Again, free and open to everyone. This evening at Tipitina's Co-op, a workshop led by Denny Culbert called Marketing with iPhone Photography. It's from 6 to 7. It is free and open to everyone, but you should call ahead to see if there is a seat for you. The telephone number for Tipitina's Co-op is 337-534-0951. Tipitina's Co-op is at 203 Jefferson Street in Lafayette. And there will be an opening reception for an exhibit at the Lafayette South Regional Library called Becoming Louisiana, The Path to Statehood. The exhibit was put together for the Louisiana Bicentennial Commission and commemorates the bicentennial of Louisiana statehood, 1812 to 2012. That's at the South Regional Library this Thursday at 6:30. In Lake Charles, art professor Jerry Wubin has a new exhibit opening in the Abercrombie Gallery. The opening reception will be this Thursday from 2 to 4 p.m. in the afternoon. That's this Thursday, January 12th. The exhibit is open to the public from Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. The Eunice Public Library has storytelling times throughout the summer. The next one will be this Friday at 10:30 in the morning. Story time is at the Eunice Public Library, 222 South 2nd Street. The Iberia Performing Arts League presents its summer youth musical, Disney's Mulan Jr., that will open this Thursday, July 12th, and run through July 22nd at the S&E Theater in downtown New Iberia. Thursday, Friday, and Saturday performances are at 7:30 and Sunday matinees at 3 o'clock. Tickets are available through the IPAL website, IberiaPerformingArtsLeague.com, or by calling the theater at 337-364-6114. And the Tea Sippers will open Samuel Beckett's Endgame at Theater 810 in downtown Lafayette this Thursday. It will run through the weekend. There's a matinee on Sunday. Tickets are available by calling Theater 810 at 484-0172, or you can go to the Eventbrite site, which is teasippersendgame.eventbrite.com. This Saturday, the Bag Mat Ministry will be helping people learn to make sleeping mats for the homeless from recycled plastic shopping bags. The workshop is at Grace Presbyterian Church in Lafayette on Roselawn Boulevard. It starts at 9 o'clock. You can go for an hour or stay the entire day. Go yourself or bring a group of friends who would like a service project. That's this Saturday from 9 a.m. until 2 p.m. The second annual Insect Day at the State Arboretum will be held this Saturday, July 14th. It's a day where you can go and find out more about insects. The website is insectday.com, or you can go to the State Arboretum website. Insect Day is co-organized by Stephen Barney and Kim Olye, and it's for families. Children are invited to come and learn more about and celebrate insects. That is at the Louisiana State Arboretum this Saturday. This Saturday is Second Saturday Art Walk in downtown Lafayette. Gallery spaces up and down Jefferson Street will be open, some with returning exhibits and some with new exhibits. Opening next week is the 17th century comedy The Rehearsal, directed by Lauren Green White. It will be performed at Cité des Arts, and we'll be speaking with them next week about that play. Amazing language in the play, and also incredible costumes. They're really looking forward to showing everyone the costumes. There's also live instruments, live music, contemporary to the period. Alice Wallace will be directing that period music. So lots of interesting aspects to this 17th century comedy, The Rehearsal. The 10th anniversary celebration of the Summer Youth Shakespeare Ensemble presents Shakespeare's play Love's Labour's Lost. That will open up on July 20th and run through July 28th. Performances will be at 7:30 during the week and on Sunday at 2 o'clock. Tickets are available by calling the Acadiana Centre for the Arts at 233-7060, or you can go to their website. And the Acadiana Centre for the Arts will be presenting Gulf Brew coming up. That will be on Saturday, July 21st from 6 to 9 p.m. For more information, you can go to the ACA website. And for a listing of programs on KRVS, please stop by our website, krvs.org, clicking on the schedule button and finding out about our weekly schedule or looking up individual programs. You can podcast many of those locally produced programs. Just click on the program you'd like to hear and either listen to it there or download it for listening to later on. And of course, you can always support KRVS. Just click on that support button and find out the many ways that you can help your favorite public radio station. Stay tuned to KRVS this afternoon and evening. We're with NPR's All Things Considered from 4 until 6 o'clock.